Sound of Lee Scratch Perry, aka Little Dr. Dick King Perry, the Upsetter, the Madman, Wonder Man, Super 8, Tic Tac Chick, Ja X. My God, he's got so many names, but he is the man behind some of the greatest reggae music. This is actually Jungle Lion, and it's played with the Upsetters, and the original Upsetters was Gladie and the All-Stars. That's of course Gladstone Anderson, and then it became the Hippie Boys. So yes, you're listening to Jungle Lion, and I'm going to take you into a little interview because I always like to hear the voice of the master himself. So I'm going to let him introduce himself.
Switzerland is on my map to build up, not to tear down. My mind program to destroy England and Great Britain and France.
How will you achieve that?
It will be my greatest pleasure to wipe them out. In the music. All right. I'm just doing my duty. The duty of the sunshine, judgment, repentance. In the battle of the Armageddon, we highly scratch Perry and dominion over evil. Every time, all the time, every year. In Dore, me pass all out, he do music. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z. Children head, mother head, father head, daddy head, auntie head, uncle head, all the handicap. Words head, sounds head, and power head. Right? Through the mystic tower and the mystic power of Lee Scratch Perry from Watchtower. They call me the Watcher, who slew Margaret Tasha with lightning and thunder. And I'm the observer from Hanover, who take over all observing and all watching, all stashing and all hatching. I'm Chicken Scratch.
The red of correction shall beat thee.
Yes, this track is White Belly Rat, and he's making a jibe at Max Romeo.
White Belly Rat.
Listen to the words.
Do you hear a white belly rat? The rest no way. None at all. Going around imitating a Rastaman. Rastaman. But little did you know, I and I know that man. Know that man. You are the said Judas.
Judas.
Who sold Jesus.
Jesus.
You are the said Judas.
Judas.
Who sold Marcus.
Marcus.
A reborn Judas in this time, yeah. Do you hear? And a heavy disguise to capitalize. A ride and Rasta bandwagon. Yes, you did. But little did you know, I and I sight the man. Sight the man. Yeah, you are
white belly rat.
Yeah,
you bite and you blow.
Yes, you do. You are
white belly rat.
Yeah, you are worse than a crow.
Kind of tracks that made Lee Perry famous, because he wasn't afraid to speak his mind. He didn't mince his words, and whatever he was feeling and whatever vibe he had, and regardless of whether it was a baby crying or somebody licking shut outside or the breeze blowing, he incorporated every kind of feeling into his music. So he had a fallout with Max Romeo, and this is the result, the track he dedicated to him.
Then Lord away by his own lust.
Ironically, it's the same name as his backing group in Switzerland. They call themselves the White Belly Rats too, but the original track, this particular track, was a jibe at Max Romeo.
And sinful grown and greeted,
who he felt was disloyal.
Oh, oh, the wages of sin, oh, oh, oh.
Mind you, Lee Perry fell out with a lot of artists he worked with. I guess, you know, he had that, what do they call it? You know, when somebody is short and they have to, you know, compensate, overcompensate with their height. Yes, the Napoleonic complex. So he tended to be very bossy, and a lot of people couldn't stand that.
Oh, oh, you are white belly rat.
Regardless of his management style, you have to give the man credit. He is a genius.
You are worse than a crow.
Yes, and as you heard in the interview, he does sound like he's talking in riddles, but I think that is deliberate. Because everything, as far as he's concerned, things are not the way you see them. So he doesn't want to be ordinary. So he creates his own lingo. Makes people think he's mad, but he's not mad. Married to a Swiss baroness, no doubt. Yes, this track is I Am the Upsetter. And that's what he calls himself, because he's always upsetting people.
Then you
This track came out in 1968.
Wants to run, yeah.
Of course, he's talking about Coxon.
Take it all for fun, yeah. Now it will be rough. For you, it will be tough.
Yes, this track is, of course, his pre-Black Art days.
Promise you the right and the left. But no, it'll give you a back cut. I am the adventurer. This is the upsetter. Suffer, you're bound to suffer.
Injection. Upsetters. If you just logged in, you've logged into Lady Loy, and I'm doing a special feature on Lee Scratch Perry this evening. Turn to the Django. This is the soundtrack of Grand Theft Auto. And the title track of the album. This is what Lee Perry was famous for, producing sound. Yeah. reasons that most of the music that he played like this, it just came about just by trying to perfect sound. And in the end, he said it was so perfect, he didn't want to put no lyrics to it. This is when Lee Paris was at his best. Next track I'm going to play is the Liquidator. And that's by Harry J. Allstars, who was also a part of the Upsetters. The Upsetters, they used to change their key vocalist and their key singer, so you'll find that you'll have different names for the Upsetters.
Clip, clap, clappity, 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 hi.
Sorry, I wanted to play, and I'll play this one afterwards. I really want to play the Liquidator, so I'm going to play that first. Classic. The music includes the core hippie boys on this track, with the bassist Family Man Carlton Barrett, drummer Aston Barrett, and the guitarist Alva Lewis. Who of course abandoned Lee Perry and went off to form the Wailers. Lee Scratch Perry, you can see that he's actually feeling the music deep within. He reckons it's the heartbeat and the brain synchronized to make this music. I can't imagine him using any modern equipment or technology to make his music. Age of 74, he's still touring, you know. He's coming to England. Well, he's in Switzerland, so he's not that far away. But he's going to be at the Jazz Cafe in January. Can you imagine that? 74 and him still a guan. All the mirrors. He's got mirrors all over him. He reckons that the forces reflect, and that's what gives him his inspiration. I told you he's a character. If you look on many of his album covers, they've got all cartoons on it. It's because he's inspired by cartoons and things that children love. This is another one of my favourites, Night Doctor. Upsetters again, came out in 1969. Came out in a 7-inch format. track, I'm going to play Roast Fish and Cornbread, which was originally released in 1976. And would you believe this is the track that caused contention between him and Chris Blackwell? So I'm going to play it because Chris Blackwell didn't want to have nothing to do with it. And it was a very popular track after that. After Roast Fish and Cornbread, I'm going to play Judgment in Babylon, because he was so angry at Chris Blackwell that he dedicated this track. So once I play one, you're going to realise that when I play the other, the anger and the frustration from the lyrics. So from Roast Fish and Cornbread to Judgment in Babylon. Listening to Night Doctor with the Upsetters.
Hey, York, y'all. Crack it in the backyard, y'all. Yeah. From a dreadnought to dreadnought. From a peanut to peanut. From a dreadnought to dreadnought. From a peanut to peanut. From a roast fish, yeah.
Chris Blackwell in Nassau, Bahama, drinking the blood of a Paul from a rum glass at his new studio in Compass Point. From Kingston, Jamaica, to the new opening of his new studio. Yeah. I went and I saw his event with my own eyes. And I man swear he said he shoot us long lit the sky. He offered me a cup of fresh cold blood. I am the roots man, I am the truth man, I am a fear man, I am the gear man, I don't drink blood. This Blackwell is a vampire.
Giving you a story about what happened.
So
Rasta. Drinking the blood of a chicken in a rum glass. I'm a clean cut. I love the youth. I don't drink blood. Clean Chris cut. Black, welcome to Jamaica. Want to sign up all clean the artists? Clean cut. Because you want to control Jamaica music. And he can take the black man music and promote his white artists. Rastafari say it won't work. He get a jerk. See my down, you're licking too hot. Cool down, your temper. Chris Blackwell, cool off. Walk back, step back. Judgment to the Babylon. Judgment to the Babylon. Judgment to the Babylon.
Apparently, he reckons that he was with Chris Blackwell, and because Chris Blackwell thought that he was into voodoo, he drank the blood of a chicken. So that's the reference he's making in that track. Well, that gave you a rough idea about what he thinks about Chris Blackwell. I'm going to go into another track, Dreadlocks in Moonlight.
What you shall reap a being a bend. You light the fire to burn this naya, but it no work out. You're just a weak out, you send your big neck police friend if he come cool I up, but it no work. For Jaja walk right in and cool up the scene. You get a jerk. For better today, just in Jah. Shall be like Mount Zion high. That shall never remove it, I am. But abide it forever, Jaja. The knife that stick the sheep, I go stick the goat. When the knife is at your throat. For sowing bring reaping, and reaping is harvest. The seed that you sow, yeah, that's what you shall reap, yeah. Salvation, whom shall I fear? Jah the protector of my life, of whom shall I be afraid? Yeah. Hypocrite in a bright light,
in a dim light, dreadlocks in moonlight, pallid at sunrise. Oh, Jaja is a shepherd, I shall not want. Do you hear? Do you see? Jaja is a shepherd, I shall not want. You send your beaten police friend to come cool I up, but it no work. For Jaja walk right in and cool up the sea. You get a jerk, you get a jerk. It no work. You set your spread to catch a wheel. Jaja sharp was on your trail. He couldn't work. He couldn't work. He couldn't work. Couldn't work. Couldn't work. Couldn't work. Couldn't work.
I'm mad at myself because I don't have People Funny Boy, which is the track that got him his From Rags to Riches story. It's the one that freed him from Coxon, and I don't have it. I can't believe it. But anyway, we're going to go on to another track instead. Cane River Rock.
Yell Jack Pickens, Yell Tam Prang, but wait, what kind of skate there, Georgia? Ya?
Now 125, aya.
What do you want a yacht to know?
Up a Cane River Fall, you know, aya.
I am one of a Sata.
Sata Pillion.
Track is here. Yeah, this is one of the tracks where you can see he's kind of infiltrated all the natural sounds. Perry was forever pushing limits, tweaking, imitating animals, shouting down woofers, phasing tracks, experimenting with technicals, manipulation and sound effects. Brilliant. You hear that? Water.
Stop. the man was wise. And still he never know of the ways of the woman. Solomon was wise, and you never know the secret of the woman. So the book says, and so says everyone.
Once again, it's very controversial. Solomon was white, and yet in Song of Solomon it says, I am black and comely, O ye daughters of Jerusalem. So I don't know how him says Solomon was white, but this is what he's like. He's very controversial.
Happy birthday, music maker. Happy birthday, Kingston, Jamaica. Happy birthday, music maker, Jamaica. Bam, bam.
Yes, this track is called Happy Birthday, Jamaica.
Jam, jam, jamma, jamma, jam, jam, jam.
And this was done from the Black Art Studio.
Jamma, jamma, yam, yam, yam. Jam, jam, jamma, jamma, jam, jam, jam. Solomon was wise. Solomon was very wise. But still he never knew the ways of the woman.
I just realized and said Solomon was wise. It's not Solomon was white, it's what I was thinking.
Merry Christmas, happy birthday. Merry Christmas, happy birthday.
Sometimes you just have to concentrate and let the mind take over and listen to these tracks.
Bam, bam, what a bam, 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 bam. Wow, bam, what a bam, 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 bam. Bam, 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 bam. Happy birthday, Kingston, Jamaica. Happy birthday, music maker. Happy birthday, Mother Africa. Happy birthday, Ethiopia.
Come up, ball of fire. Come up, Hare Krishna.
Yes, it is said that Lee Perry converted to Buddhism. And he reckons he was just incorporating it into all his other spiritual beliefs. But this track is called Baby Krishna.
Hello. Hare Krishna, hello, baby Krishna. Come up on the top, Hare Krishna. Come up on the top. Hello, Hare Krishna, hello, baby Krishna. Come up on the top, Hare Krishna. Come up on the top, Hare Krishna. Fire, fire, fire in a London town. Fire, fire, come on the ground. Fire, fire in a London town. Fire, fire from on the ground. George Bush will not burn him. Tony Blair will not burn him. Queen Elizabeth will not burn him. Prince Charles will not burn him. Hare Krishna will is burning. Baby
Krishna, wheel is turning. Hare Krishna, wheel is turning. Baby Krishna, wheel is turning.
Let Lee Perry take over. I didn't even realize the time is now 10 to 10. Mind you, with Lee Perry, you can't just kill it in a few minutes.
Come up, Bala Fire. Come up, Hare Krishna. Come up, Hare Rama. Hello. Party on fire, Pope, party on fire, the royal family, party on fire, the House of London, the party on fire.
Featuring Peter Tosh. We've been featuring Lee Scratch Perry, and he's been brilliant so far. And not many people know that he was responsible for bringing Bob Marley to the fore, and that's why he was so angry with Chris Blackwell, because he'd got Bob Marley and the Wailers, and then he'd got the Hippie Boys, and then, you know, in the end, Chris Blackwell took everyone, so he felt a kind of cheated. And no wonder he's angry. But he's made some brilliant music over the time. And I hope you've enjoyed the selection I've been playing. And I'm going to play a couple more. It's only, let me see, it's 9:57 at the moment. So let's see what else I can put in there for you.
Love, peace and justice.
Sounds a bit chaotic, but it's called Justice for the People.
Give more justice to the people.
For God's sake.
Give more justice to the people.
For God's sake.
Forward food for the children.
For God's sake.
Forward food for the children.
The baby crying.
Can't you see what they do to us? They got just like you, yeah.
Yes, I'm so sorry I didn't bring People Funny Boy with me, because it's a really important track. And this track was cut on the Monday, mastered on the Tuesday, and it was out on the Wednesday. And it sold 60,000 copies in Jamaica alone.
Too much.
And it was a jibe at Joe Gibbs. But what I'll do, I'll bring it next week, yeah?
Too much confusion brings moderation. Without food and cash, money will get rushed. And then money get rushed. It can cause a flash, suffer.
a billion
years. Give more justice to the people.
So far gone, you a billion years.
Give more justice to the people.
So far gone, you a billion years.
More with food for the children.
So far gone, you.
More with food for the children.
Justice to the weak.
This is Enter the Dragon.
This is Kung Fu. Taking you on a
mission. Yes, he loved Kung Fu movies.
With John Saxton and Bruce Lee. Enter the Dragon.
Came out in 1975. In the 1980s, he burnt down the Black Ark Studios, and a lot of people said he was mad for doing so, but he just felt so peed off with what happened with him and Chris Blackwell and, you know, the Bob Marley and the Wailers leaving him, and he just felt totally violated. Apparently he had this fixation on children's rubber balls, and he had one in his studio that a child had sent him from America, and when he went to the studio, somebody had stolen it, and that was the last straw. He just said that the Black Ark studio was just filled with pure wickedness, and he said he didn't want to be associated with wickedness and the things that it caused, so he just burnt it down. So yes, he's famous for that, but he says he did it in a conscious spirit, and it's like anybody who's angry, it doesn't mean you're mad. Sometimes anger can take, is on the verge of insanity. So, but a man like this who produces this kind of music cannot be mad.
Well, kiss my neck to rock it. What a rhythm, sir.
Yes, this is called Kiss My Neck, and he's got a book out with the same title. I'm going to play a couple of tracks, but I just want to thank you for listening. Stay tuned, stay locked. Same place, same time next week. Keep safe. This is Lady Loy, your vintage queen. Broadcasting out of Luton around the world. Play Revelation, which is the title track of his latest album, and then I'm going to play his early track, Thank You Baby, just to thank you all for listening. Yes, Revelation is very applicable. It's almost as though he's talking about his end of days. He's incorporating his life in the track. So I'm going to play it next and you can see what you think and see if you agree with me. Yes, and on the Revelation track, you actually have contributors like Keith Richards, Ryan Clipperdale, and George Clinton. So, interesting compilation. Until we'll put one more track and that'd be it.
Listen to your music and dance to your beat. Revelation. Revelation. Revolution. I am the Alpha and the Omega. Revelation. Revelation. In Revelation. Son of man, in evolution, in evolution, in revelation.
Scratch Perry present, death in the arena, good over evil, good over evil, good over evil.
Yes, this is what he believed in, that good will always triumph over evil.
Death in the arena. Spirit, get to unrighteous spirit, get to ungodly spirit in the arena, get to all unholy spirit, get to all ungodly spirit, get to all unrighteous spirit in the arena, fight to the priest.
with melting down. Fight to the finish from Kingston Town. Fight to the finish from underground. Get in the arena, I say. Now get. Where's thy skin? Get. Where's thy skin? Get. Where's thy skin? He's got very great.
Yes, he's such a prophetic artist. It's amazing. It's almost as though he's just speaking into the future. He's actually got an album out called History Prophecy.
Get in the arena, get in the arena, fight.
Yes, I'm going to let him say thank you on behalf of myself. Have a good week, keep safe, stay blessed. This is Lady Loy saying ciao.
Luton's number one for Afro-Caribbean and European hair and nails. Open at 1 Collindon Street in Luton. With weaves from £30. Cornrows from £15.